Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Tis I.
Hi, everyone. I'm literally, if I'm being honest with you, walking through the streets of London. I've just walked up Tottenham Court Road. I've just had a little conversation with Lord Luke Rowe, as Morlando is now back alive. New episode has dropped today. And this is a very monumental week in the history of the family, as the Taylors are due to, aka Coffin Karen, aka Lord Fauntleroy, they are Tory boy. They are moving out of the street into their new mansion. Their new gated mansion. And so they've been neighbours for 4 years, 2019, October. And we've had a lockdown to contend with, which was potentially the most fucking stressful thing we've ever been through in our lives, just looking back, thinking about it now. And yeah, the moving. So we're helping them move in the next few days, over a period of days, no rush, but it's happening, it's really happening. And I'm actually, I don't think they listen to this, so I'm actually going to miss them. I mean, well, I miss the kids. I miss Coffin Karen. Oh, fucking hell, all right then. I'll miss Phil a little bit. Not that much, to be honest. So I've just gone to Olsen and Steen Bakery on Tottenham Court Road and bought 3 malted sourdough loaves. They didn't have white ones. So I've got to smuggle them back up to Liverpool. A housewarming gift, if you will. £5 for a loaf of bread. Sliced as well. Slicer was working this month. I do get them every so often for them, because they love them. And I've got myself a salmon roll for my breaking of the fast. Strange old week. I'm getting ready to take our Grace up to the Highlands of Scotland for a little short break. Only 2 nights up to Elgin. Premier Inn. Or Travelodge, you can never remember. They're basically the same. When we went 2 years ago, it was because Eve had broke a leg and had come home, and I still had a week to go, and we were going to go and look at the new house that we were staying in the October. And Grace was a bit disappointed that we hadn't done it, because obviously Eve had a broken leg, we had to get her home. So we went up and checked out the house, and it's become a bit of a thing now, like a little annual trip. So when we got to the, I'm sure it's a Premier Inn, when we got there 2 years ago, it was on the edge of an industrial estate, a retail park, industrial estate, whatever you want, and it was the only building there. Everything else was still getting built. It was brand new. The paint was still wet. And I recorded in the car park that year about the Genie Plus announcement. Fucking hell, these loaves of bread are heavy. I only asked for 3. I wonder how many she actually gave me. Yeah, so that's in that Disney Parks podcast feed somewhere. If you want to have a look, to August 2019, that's me in a car park in Elgin. Ooh, I'm walking past the university now on my way to my bench. And there's always some shit going on, they're always filming. So there's a fucking mobile coffee shop just popped up. Must be for the celebrities. Maybe it's like Doctor Who or something. They're always filming here. I don't know. University of London. strange. Parking suspension, yeah. Means the filming, yeah. And we went last year, and a Starbucks had sprung up, and various other little things, and some commercial units for whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see what's there this year. So last year we stayed in Cromartie. So me and Grace drove up to Cromartie and from Elgin I went and had a look at the new house. This year the new house is in Forres, which isn't that far from Elgin. So what I'm planning on doing is driving up the A82, which we haven't done for a long time. Because it's always the A9, because that's the side of the country we're on, the 82. You get to see where Jimmy Savile's nonce house was. It's been pulled down, I think, or it's derelict anyway. But you got Glencoe, go through Glencoe. Some of the most unbelievable scenery you'll ever see on any road ever. But it's single lane. I mean, it's supposed to be an A road. It's the A82, but it's single lane. So once you get stuck behind something, you're stuck behind something. There's no passing points. We haven't been on it for 10 years, so it might have been upgraded. They're constantly upgrading the A9, north of Pitlochry. Perth got a major upgrade on the A9 over the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on up there. I've got to sell it to her. So the plan is to set off Bank Holiday Monday and aim for Fort Augustus. Stop en route for breakfast. Hopefully somewhere or lunch maybe. Last time we got up to Aviemore before we stopped and had the breakfast. It's dead funny because we goes upstairs, sitting at the table, and we're waiting for the breakfast to come up and that. And I literally, if I'm being honest with you, goes and has a poo in the toilet. But the toilet is one of them toilets where they've built a toilet in the middle of the fucking room. So, and it's like obviously just wooden walls with obviously a door on it. But everyone can hear everything. So, yeah, everyone knew I'd had a poo, basically, when I come out. Grace was mortified. So that was Aviemore. This time, we've got maybe Fort William to aim for. See how the miles clock off. See if she wants to do it first. But, and then, we want to go from Fort Augustus across to the A9 via Crokey and west of Crokey, which is about a 30-mile road. And it goes over mountaintops and you come down into a valley and it's the site of Dwallo, which was the first, or well, the second house in that valley that we stayed in. And we stayed there for several years as the family grew. We got too big for the house. And then the last year I slept in a tent. So after that, there's blow up beds everywhere. I think it slept two downstairs. I'm sure I had three bedrooms upstairs. So, eight people maximum. And we had 12, something like that. Now there's 17 of us. Got no fucking chance, What is he fucking looking at? Little prick. So here I am. I'm at my bench. So what I'll do, been talking for 10 minutes now. More or less. You know what they've done as well? They've done away with me little soundbite for starting the episodes. I'm going to have to fucking find something else. But this show title episode will have a photograph from my bench. Okay, so I'd like to say cue the music. Oh.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast.